from KQED. A birth certificate is a person's first official document, but what parents can put on it is limited in California, owing to a 30-year-old rule. A bill making its way through the state legislature seeks to change that, as Katie Orr from KQED's Politics and Government Desk reports.
His full name is Nicolás Agustín Espinosa Chaires.
Mom Nancy Chaires Espinosa, a lobbyist in Sacramento, sits next to her husband Pablo Espinosa, who works in the Assembly Speaker's office. With them is their 9-month-old son, Nicolás. Nancy says she and Pablo named him after two saints. But when they tried to get his birth certificate, they ran into a problem.
It was pretty upsetting to us when we found out that we couldn't give him the names that we had selected for him. Both Nicolás and Agustín have a tilde, the diacritical mark.
It turns out California actually has a rule against using diacritical marks like tildes and accents on birth certificates. It dates back to 1986, when voters passed Proposition 63, declaring English the official language of California. Now, Assembly Bill 82 makes it clear diacritical marks can be used on marriage licenses and birth and death certificates. As it's currently written, the bill would not apply retroactively to babies like Nicolás, but Dad Pablo hopes that changes.
I should be able to name my child Nicolás, because that means a lot to me, because that's our choice, because that represents a lot of cultural heritage, and because that's his name.
Critics of the bill say it would cost counties too much to update their systems to include diacritical marks. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.